Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is November 25th, 2025. Welcome to everyone jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I just saw somebody come in from Brisbane, Australia. Hello to our international audience that is coming in tonight. We're so happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see who else is coming in here. Hold on. New Zealand. God bless you. So happy to see you. I see Houston, Texas as well. And New Jersey. So happy to have you with us tonight. I see Florida as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see who else is coming in here. North Dakota. Hello, hello. I'm scrolling down the chat here as people are coming in. Massachusetts, hello, God bless you. Yep, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, hello and God bless you. Brooklyn, hello to our friends in the boroughs, down in the city. I'm very happy to have you with us tonight. Let's see who else. Tucson, Arizona, I see that. God bless you. And we'll do a few more here as people are coming in. Illinois, God bless you. Very happy to see you with us. Tallahassee, Florida as well. Folsom, California, Kentucky. Ville Platte, Louisiana. Hello and God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Palm Beach, Florida as well. Hello, hello. Hannibal, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York. Very happy to have you with us. Georgia as well. Kent, Washington. The Fiji Islands. Hello to our friends all the way in the Fiji Islands who are watching us tonight. Very happy to have you with us. I see our neighbors in New Jersey jumping on as well. Hello, hello. Scotland, hello to our friends in Scotland watching tonight and in Washington, D.C. as well. Very happy to have you with us. Also, I see Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Hello, hello. Happy to have you with us tonight. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what I'm going to do is open up in prayer first. I have something very interesting to get in with you tonight. We're going to talk about prophetically, when it comes to spiritual warfare, commanding your day. We're going into a season right now that the enemy loves to exploit, and he loves to cause brokenness, and he loves to cause issues in the midst of this season. But we have been given power and authority from on high, and we as the church need to begin to operate at a higher level when it comes to this. So we're going to talk about commanding your morning. Yes, you can actually do that. You can actually command your day because God has given us dominion over our day through Christ Jesus. We have been given dominion in this earth. And yes, it even comes to our day. And so we're going to talk about that. I'm going to open up in prayer first as people are jumping on. Give this over to the Lord, and then we'll get started tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We praise you, Lord. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son Jesus Christ to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sin. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that on that cross, Jesus paid the price in full. He said, "It is finished." He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld. He took the keys from death. He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He miraculously rose again. And after appearing for 40 days to his disciples, he ascended back into heaven to sit at the right hand victoriously at the side of his Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God. and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Father. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power, your presence, your might, your truth, your authority saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor to those and minister to those, Father God, who are watching tonight. Lord, I ask you go before us and be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father, as we go forth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you fill us, Lord, and you fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, to fill this place, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, that every work of darkness and iniquity would be struck down and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, every hex, vex, spell, witchcraft, dark arts, voodoo, sorcery, any form of weaponized mind activity, curses, manipulation, and the like, and command in the name of Jesus Christ, it's all broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because your spirit was breathed into the dust of the earth, Father God. And we praise you for every breath, and we owe you every breath, Lord. We praise you, Father God, that creation testifies to its creator, Lord. We praise you that you are holy, that you are righteous, that you sit on the highest throne, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that you weigh the matters of men and nations, Father God, that to your kingdom there is no end. And we give you all the glory tonight, Father God, as we go forth in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Welcome to those who were jumping on during prayer. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. We're going to get into spiritual warfare and prophetically commanding your day with everything going on in the nation right now, with everything that the media is throwing at us, with every manipulation, spirit of delusion, seducing spirit, and everything else that is out there, we should be commanding our morning. We should be taking authority over the day. We should be ordering the day because we have been given that power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus, and we cannot underutilize it in this season. We cannot underutilize it with what is happening in the nation. There's an awful lot of traffic going on in the realm of the spirit. And since through Christ Jesus, we are in covenant, we should be commanding what can approach and what cannot approach. It's sort of like spiritual air traffic control, if we'll put it that way. So we're going to get into this today, and we will put these notes up. Everything I'm about to show you and speak to you about, we're going to put the notes up on arcofgrace.org. We're going to give you an update on Poppy at the end as well. But I'm going to show you an interesting pattern, right, that's happening to sort of lead into this. I want to show you something that happened in the nation to lead into commanding the morning in your own life. So let's begin. So there's a pattern in the Word of God, and it has to do with the number 40. And it literally, you can see the thread that runs through all of Scripture. And it starts in the book of Genesis. And in the book of Genesis, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And on day 41, the rain stopped and restoration began in the earth. Moses hid in the desert for 40 years after fleeing Egypt. And on the 41st year, Almighty God called him to rescue Israel from the bondage of Egypt, and deliverance began to approach Israel. Moses went up to Mount Sinai with the Lord and was there for 40 days. And on day 41, he received the 10 commandments. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. In year 41, they walked into the promised land. Goliath taunted Israel for 40 days. Day 41 came, and the judgment came down from the throne of God, and a shepherd boy named David, who understood the covenant, defeated him. Jonah preached in Nineveh for 40 days, telling the people to repent or they would be destroyed by Almighty God. Day 41. Almighty God rules and stops the plan to destroy them because they humbled themselves as a people before the Lord. Jesus Christ was driven into the wilderness for 40 days and fasted and neither ate nor drank. Day 41 came and Satan departed. The testing was over. Jesus Christ walked out of the wilderness triumphant and into his ministry fully on the earth. After Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead, he appeared to his disciples for 40 days. On day 41, he ascended back into heaven so the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, could come to the earth. When it came to the longest government shutdown in this nation's history, in the history of the United States of America, for 40 days, the government stayed completely shut down and at a stalemate. Nothing was moving. There was no movement. Neither side was necessarily negotiating at that point. It remained completely shut down for 40 days. This comes after the shutdown begins on Yom Kippur, the day of repentance on the Jewish calendar, which was October 1st, 2025, a day that equals 9/11. 10 plus 1 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 9/11. So the message being sent the day the government shut down was repent 9/11, which was a similar message that Jonah preached to Nineveh for 40 days. On day 41, which was November 10th, the Senate voted to end the shutdown. Literally day 41, the vote to end the shutdown passed the Senate and it went to the House. And from that day forward, there was forward motion to end the shutdown. And the shutdown in this nation, how it happened, was no accident. And it followed an established biblical timeline having to do with judgment, testing, and repentance. Our lawmakers and leadership of this nation need to understand the biblical moment we are in as a nation, as a people, and what needs to be done. By day 41, or by year 41, there is either judgment or deliverance in every single case that I have named to you. And if repent 9/11 was the message, then that is what, as a nation, we need to do, and leadership of this nation needs to do, approaching the 250th anniversary of America. So what does this all mean for us? It means there is a threshold in the spirit that affects the natural, where rain stops, deliverance begins, giants fall, judgment relents, Satan departs. When you stand on covenant, when you understand the legal ratification of the covenant Almighty God has established with his people, because Almighty God is faithful, and your course of action has a spiritual consequence that affects the natural around you. And your faithfulness and obedience, or rebellion and disobedience, will open gates either to a nation or to your life. Either gates of deliverance and mercy will open and the enemy fleeing from you, or gates of judgment and destruction that gives the enemy rights to you will open. You see, this is what America is facing right now. And this is what we face ourselves on an individual basis. It's up to you and the power and authority you have been given through Christ to command the circumstances and take command of the day needs to be utilized. The power, that kind of power and authority needs to be utilized by the leadership of this nation right now. because there are gates to this nation. There is through traffic the enemy is trying to bring in. However, because we have been given power and authority from on high, we can deal with what is attempting to come through those gates. And we're going to go to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. This is Jesus Christ tempted in the wilderness. And I'm going to read to you the first 8 verses, because there is something that Christ added. Every time he addressed Satan in the wilderness, he spoke scripture at the enemy. But on top of it, there were 3 critical words that were spoken. There were 3 critical words, and those words were, "It is written." It is written. Hold on one second, everyone. Cornell is calling me. It's Poppy. Just hold on one second here. Hello? Hi. Okay, I'm back. It's okay. Poppy's okay. So we're going to continue here. I'll give you an update on Poppy at the end, but sometimes when something like call like that comes in, I have to answer because I have to make medical decisions. So basically, we will continue. So what happened is that Matthew 4, 1 through 8, Christ is tempted in the wilderness, and he adds something. Every time he addresses Satan, he adds something. He adds 3 powerful words. It is written. He says it every single time. It is written. It is documented. It has been legally recorded and penned by the word, by the one who sits on the highest throne, legally ratified in the spirit and in the natural. When he's saying it is written, that's what he means, because he's the word, right? And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God himself. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him, not even one thing was made that has come into being." Now, considering this, let's read Matthew 4:1-8. "Then Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he had gone without food for 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God,'" if, you see, that's a big word right there for such a 2-letter word. "If you are," he's challenging his deity. "If you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread." But Jesus replied, "It is written and forever remains written." It is forever ratified. That's what he's saying. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." "Then the devil took him into the holy city, Jerusalem, and placed him on the pinnacle, the highest point of the temple." Because demons love high places. This is why. "And he said mockingly to him, 'If you are the Son of God,'" there it is again, "'if you are who you say you are, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down.'" Now this is what the enemy's doing. I'm going to show you what he's doing right here, because now he starts repeating Christ, because he will attempt an Operation Mockingbird himself to try to make the word work in the same way that Christ, okay, through Christ the word works. He says, "Throw yourself down, for it is written." See, so he's coming back at him with the same thing. "He will command his angels concerning you to serve, care for, protect, and watch over you. And they will lift you up on their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "On the other hand, it is written and forever remains written. You see, Satan's coming back with it is written, but Christ is coming back with it is written and forever remains written. You shall not test the Lord your God. Verse 8, again, the devil took him up on a very high mountain, once again a high place, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, all these things I will give to you if you fall down and worship me. He wants to give the one who created the world the world. He wants to literally give the one who created the world that he already owns. This is what was going on here. All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written and forever remains written. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and ministered to him. Now, I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 4, verses 9 through 11 again. 9-1-1, right? Because this is the 9-1-1 moment here. This is the crux of it. This is when Christ is at his weakest. He's in the wilderness. He's tired. He's feeling the effects of the flesh. And verses 9 through 11, and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. That's verse 9, right? Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written and forever remains written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Verse 11, then the devil left him and angels came and ministered to him. So that's the exchange that goes on. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to our day, because the word of God says his mercies are new every single day, which means literally Almighty God renews his covenant with us. Every single day we have literally a renewed covenant through Christ. So every morning then that means, every morning waits for a voice that will define it. If you are silent, another voice will most certainly speak and attempt to command the day. So if you remain silent, another voice will attempt to speak into your day that is not of Almighty God. Do not allow strange voices to command your day. Do not allow the enemy to the room to command your day. What Satan was trying to do in the wilderness was not only command the day when it came to Christ, he was trying to literally hijack the whole narrative. He was trying to hijack the mission. Right? Do not allow the enemy room to command your day. This is a prophetic moment to command purpose and destiny into your lives. Commanding the day is literally a prophetic moment that allows you to command purpose and destiny into your lives. So the dawn is a gate in the realm of the spirit that causes effects in the natural. Whoever controls the gate of the morning determines the traffic of the day. This is for a nation also. Whoever controls the gate of the nation determines the traffic that comes through at the highest levels. This is why I believe at the Department of Defense, they need a division of spiritual warfare and intelligence. This is why. Every morning has a gate. Every day has a gate, and traffic will come through that gate, whether for you or against you. And this is where you must command the morning. There are gates in the realm of the spirit that open to the natural. Okay. And there's a few scriptures that support this. Psalm 24, 7 through 10 says, lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gates, and lift them up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, who rules over all creation with his heavenly armies. Psalm 107, 15 through 16 says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonderful acts to the children of men. For he has shattered the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron apart. Hosea 11, 6, the sword will whirl against and fall on their cities and will demolish the bars of their gates and fortifications, and will consume them because of their counsels. Isaiah 60:11, your gates will be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, so that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations with their kings led in procession. So that's just a few scriptures having to do with this. And what is written in the Word of God, scripture itself, because the Word of God is living and active and current for every generation, is the will of God. What is written in the Word is the will of God. So in incorporating this into the beginning of your day and taking dominion over and command of the day through Christ Jesus that Almighty God has given us, you are actually praying the will of God. When you take command of the day using scripture and making that the foundation, you are actually praying the will of God. Why is it important to pray the will of God? Because when you pray the will of God, gates and doors of access open to you. When you pray against the will of God, gates of doors and access will close to you. And so we're going to go over some of this on a daily basis, right? What do I do on a daily basis? And we're going to talk about it as we go through it. But this is what I do on a daily basis that I have been doing for a while now. And so we're going to go through each part here, and we are going to put it up on the blog for you. So the first thing I do, because I'm dealing with a gate, I'm dealing with traffic, I'm going to put on the full armor of God. That's the first thing I'm going to do in the morning after saying good morning to Almighty God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And this is what I say. In the name of Jesus Christ, I assume and put on the full armor of God according to Ephesians chapter 6, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith and in the name of Jesus Christ command it to go up in front of me to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now you could say go up in front of me, go up in front of my spouse, go up in front of my children, but you could add to it. But go up in front of me to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command every arrow being fired at me by the enemy and his agents be reversed upon the senders now, in Jesus' name. And I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in my favor, to destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in my way, to pierce, puncture, and destroy every assignment, plot, weapon, word, and device the enemy attempts to deploy at me, to remove every blockade and spiritual and physical embargo the enemy has attempted to place in my way, and to make the way straight for me to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that Almighty God has ordained for me. So this is what I do. First thing, I'm dealing with traffic in the realm of the spirit. I'm dealing with gates. I'm putting on my armor. I am making sure that spiritually speaking, I am armored up for the day, because the word of God says, yes, Almighty God's mercies are new every single day. And do you know why that covenant has to be renewed every day? Because every day the enemy's attacks are renewed. So every day the enemy will attempt to deploy attacks. And this is why the covenant is renewed every day to cover for that. Because every day the enemy will attempt to redeploy attacks. And then from there, you want to deal with altars. The kingdom of darkness is powered by altars. It is powered by altars, by bloodshed, doing this at high places, within nations, within people's lives, setting up altars that have to do with the family lines. And so this is how the kingdom of darkness powers itself. So what I do is this is what I say. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce and declare destruction upon all evil altars bearing my name or image of Amanda Grace Wagner, bearing the name or image of my husband, Christopher Wagner, bearing the name or image of any animal under our care at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, bearing the name or image of Ark of Grace Ministries, bearing the name or image of Ark of Grace Sanctuary in every timeline, age, realm, and dimension. I break the power of all sacrifices or ceremonies performed on these altars, declaring they will have no impact on me or anyone else or anything under my stewardship. That by the holy fire of God, these altars are destroyed and brought to ash, and those ashes cannot be taken and used in any ritual or ceremony against me. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is having the precision of a surgeon. We should, when we pray, when we command the day, have the precision of a surgeon and be super specific and be diligent, because demons in the kingdom of darkness are diligent, they are specific, they are strategic, and they are persistent. So how much more when we have been given a greater authority through Christ and power that they don't have, how much more diligent, specific, strategic, and persevering should we be when it comes to being watchmen, when it comes to our day, when it comes to the nation? This is what I say too. We'll go on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my life come into connection and be filled with the seven spirits of Almighty God. The spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and the reverential fear of the Lord. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, creation is reoriented at the outset of this day to serve the Lord, right? Because creation is corrupted. So we're commanding creation around us to be reoriented and realigned at the outset, the beginning of the day, to serve the Lord. Father, thank you for this new day, for the privilege of breath, and for another dawn of mercy. It is written and forever remains written. Psalm 3:5, I lay down and slept, I awaken, for the Lord sustains me. The reason I have been given another day is because your hand, O Lord, has not withdrawn from me. Every sunrise is proof that Almighty God in his purpose is still calling your name, is still calling my name. And we answer that call in Jesus' name. It is written and forever remains written. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions never fail. They are new every morning. They are renewed. The covenant is new every morning. Great and beyond measure is your faithfulness. Father, I thank you for new mercy, new grace, new alignment, new opportunities this day. It is written and forever remains written. Job 38:12. Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? Okay, so that's an important scripture in Job. Since your days began, have you... this is a question, I believe, that Almighty God is posing to Job. Since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? Okay. That's a good scripture to jot down. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak now light, favor, blessing, acceleration, and breakthrough into this day. I speak peace into the atmosphere around me. I speak clarity into the hours ahead. Let your word go forth, Lord, and make the way straight for this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have been given a sound mind. I am sober-minded and vigilant. I will not walk in a path of ignorance in Jesus' name. Equip me, Lord, in all issues and circumstances to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. You know what that means, that term, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove? It means deceive the deceiver. Because if you're deceiving the deceiver, you are aligning with the will of Almighty God. Because the serpent is the deceiver. You want to deceive the deceiver, which puts you in right standing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all distractions to be subdued and will not put me off course this day. Father, let this morning be the morning of remembrance. Let this sunrise mark the end of delays the enemy has attempted to put in motion. And that's a legal motion, by the way. The enemy is a legalist. He is the great accuser. He attempts to put it in a motion. What this means is not just motion like you're moving forward, but in the legal realm, you have something called a motion in a court of law, right? Motion to dismiss, motion to submit new evidence. They make motions. So this is not only a physical moving, but this is a legal motion in the realm of the spirit that he has attempted to put against you. So what we want to do is say, let this sunrise, this new day, mark the end of delays the enemy has attempted to put in motion, to legally apply against me in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask that your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions are dispatched to take instructions from my decrees and deliver results before the end of the day. Because we can ask the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ to dispatch his holy angels to take instruction. We can do that. Let everything created cooperate with the purposes of Almighty God for me today. Let everything created has to submit and cooperate with the purposes of Almighty God for me today. It is written, Psalm 118:24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This day is not owned by circumstances. It is owned by the Lord, for he created the evening and the morning in Genesis. God's sacred order of time that he created from the beginning on this earth is that the darkness has to buckle and give way to the light. That's why the way it's written in Genesis is there was evening, then morning one day, because the darkness has to buckle and give way and submit to the light. That is God's sacred order of time. The enemy does not own my day in Jesus' name. Let all rights he is attempting to claim to my day be revoked. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ as my defense. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce and break any agreements I have made with the assignments of the enemy, and let the enemy now be stripped of any legal rights to take the blessings I have been given. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, sorrow is trespassing, fear is illegal, and defeat is expired. Attacks against me are nullified and are denied access to this day. In Jesus' name. They're nullified, they're voided, and they are denied access because it's a gate. Because every day, the beginning of the day, is a gate. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a covering and defense for this day. Okay, so let me put it this way. A lot of people like to say, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, because Christ already died, and we're in covenant, he died and rose again, and we're in covenant with Almighty God through Christ Jesus, we can apply the blood. We can apply it. Right? Like when you're doing an application and you're applying it to something you're doing. So this is why I say I apply the blood of Jesus Christ, because we're dealing with not only warfare in the realm of the spirit, but legal warfare in the realm of the spirit. So I apply the blood of Jesus Christ as a covering and defense for this day. It is written, Psalm 24:7, lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command for gates to lift, and what Almighty God has ordained comes into my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command gates of favor lift and open, gates of opportunity lift and open, gates of wisdom and access lift and open. Every ancient door resisting progress, open now in the name of Jesus Christ, that I may advance in my purpose and advance in territory for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy will not exploit these gates to bring his schemes in. Let his access be revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, my morning is blessed, my path is clear, my results are quickened. Let my speech this day be ordered, Lord, in a way that glorifies you. Order my words this day that they produce life, blessing, favor, and wisdom among men and circumstances. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let me be filled and flowing this day in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord by the seven spirits of Almighty God. Let my speech, Lord, be filled with your knowledge, wisdom, counsel, might, and power that advances your will and kingdom purposes, because this is what has to become disciplined. This can either bring life and life more abundant. We could speak life and life more abundant, or you can speak destruction, curses, and death. It's this instrument that we have to become disciplined in, and that we have to spiritually become disciplined in, so the flesh does not claim legal rights to this. Because we have to understand something. Our flesh, and I'm going to put it this way, our flesh has muscle memory of who we used to be before Christ. We are a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. We have been crucified with Christ. We are new creations now, but the flesh has a memory. The flesh has a muscle memory of who you used to be before Christ. And if the flesh is not crucified and disciplined and subdued by the spirit man overtaking the flesh will begin to try to push that memory, those memories, out to the forefront. And the flesh will begin to try to completely dictate your life and circumstances. So we have to understand that the flesh has muscle memory when it comes to who we used to be before a relationship with Christ. And even after we come into a relationship with Christ, if we become undisciplined, the flesh is aware. The flesh is very aware, and the flesh will try to take advantage and overtake the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy will not draw me into frivolous matters in an attempt to get me to ensnare myself with my words or pull me away from what the Lord needs me to focus on today. Distraction is a big, big enterprise for the kingdom of darkness, distracting you, getting you out of focus, getting you in the flesh. It's a huge enterprise for them within the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all distractions be removed that would attempt to interfere with my day. Let creation align with the purpose of the Creator concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the sword of the Spirit and the word of the Lord, I subdue every opposition from the enemy's camp sent against me in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I command in Jesus' name great progress this day. By the hand of Almighty God, I accelerate into my purpose and destiny that Almighty God has ordained for me. It is written, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stagnation is removed in the name of Jesus. Complacency is removed in the name of Jesus Christ, and barred from interfering with my day. Every veil of confusion is torn in Jesus' name. And this is what I say for myself. I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am equipped with the clarity, discernment, and prophetic abilities to understand what is happening around me and within the earth and what's coming in the name of Jesus Christ in order to speak the word of the Lord with accuracy and precision. Show me, Lord, what others do not see in your word. Show me, Lord, what others don't see prophetically. He says we have not because we ask not. He says that in his word. So we should ask. Every weight of delay that the enemy has attempted to apply to my life is lifted in Jesus' name. What refused to move yesterday in the name of Jesus Christ will submit and respond today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the snares the enemy has placed before me are dismantled now by the sword of the Lord and the word of the Lord. dismantled every snare, every trap the enemy has attempted to place against us, because he's constantly trying to place traps in our way that we won't recognize as traps, because he dresses them up to make them look like other things. But what they really are snares and traps. It is written, Psalm 91 says, you shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. It is written. I say this every time I speak a scripture. Psalm 91 says, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but these things will not come near me. With my eyes will I now see the reward of the wicked. You see, because this has weight. This word has weight. This word has legal standing before the throne of God in the realm of the spirit. This is why Christ came back at Satan in the wilderness and said, it is written and forever remains written, because this has legal standing for eternity before the throne of God. And this is why it's so important to speak it this way. It is written, Psalm 91 says, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but these things will not come near me. With my eyes will I now see the reward of the wicked. In the name of Jesus Christ, those being utilized by the enemy or the flesh, let them be muzzled and restrained from causing chaos, discord, distraction, and destruction in my life. What you're doing is you're shifting the atmosphere. You see, when you're doing this, you're not only taking control of the gate to the day, you're commanding the morning and taking control of the gate, but you are now shifting the atmosphere around you. Though the enemy and his agents come against me one way, they shall flee from before me seven ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Deuteronomy 28, for it is written. In the name of Jesus Christ, every net the enemy has attempted to lay for me, let them be caught in themselves now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the traps the enemy has attempted to set against me and my spouse be broken now in Jesus' name. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding now puts a guard over my mind and my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. It puts a guard. Now you've got guards over your mind and over your heart in place. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions be loosed and sent to assure that attacks against my health and mind are derailed in the name of Jesus Christ. That attacks against the health and mind of my spouse are derailed in the name of Jesus Christ. And you can go through your children, your pets, your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask holy angels of warfare be loosed and sent to subdue and stop the enemies of God that oppose me in my assignments and callings. Let the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy be conquered in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak life and life more abundant over myself and everything under my stewardship, for it is written in John 10:10. In the name of Jesus Christ, I identify the strongholds, strategies, positions, factories of darkness, laboratories of darkness, war rooms, and dark councils, because there are dark councils that will attempt to be established against you. Dark councils that the enemy has erected and attempted to establish against my life. And declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and your weapons of war, Lord, be sent against these strongholds, strategies, positions, factories of darkness, laboratories of darkness, war rooms, and dark councils to dismantle, destroy them, and confound their plans in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is written in Psalm 91, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I am being delivered from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. Under your wings, Lord, I shall and will take refuge in Jesus' name. Your truth, Lord, shall be my shield and buckler. Your truth shall be the shield in front of me, Lord, that protects me. You know why? Because Satan doesn't have an answer for the unadulterated truth of Almighty God. That's why when Christ said, it is written and forever remains written, and then he said, go away, Satan. That was the Lord's truth going up in front of Christ in the wilderness, becoming the shield. And Satan doesn't have an answer for that. He doesn't have a power that can overtake that. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 91, it is written, I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and serpent I shall trample underfoot. To trample something is to destroy it, is to leave it completely broken and destroyed. That's what that means. In the name of Jesus Christ, the schemes of the enemy shall not prosper against me this day. For it is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our vindication comes from you, Lord. It is written, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the true knowledge of him, and that the eyes of my understanding may be enlightened, so that I will know and cherish the hope to which he has called me, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength, which he produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now, after I speak all these things, after I speak them, this is how I end it. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I seal these declarations and prayers, past, present, and future to infinity, that the enemy may not undo or alter what has been spoken today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I love you, Lord. Your loving kindness never fails, because you don't want the enemy to go back and try to alter something that you said on a technicality. So what I do to make it very hard for him is that I seal it, past, present, future to infinity, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he cannot undo or alter what I have spoken that day, because he's a legalist. He looks to what happens in a court of law. They either alter something or they undo it, right? Or they change it. That's what goes on in a court of law. Well, because the enemy is a legalist and he looks to not only through spiritual warfare attack us, but he looks through legal spiritual warfare to try to alter the course in our lives, to try to alter the times and seasons, to try to alter events and circumstances around us in order to snare us. So we want to stop him from altering what we've spoken. And this is why we're ending it this way. Now, do you see how precise that is? And I go through this every day. Now, I went through it slower for you and explained it more. You know, it's not going to take you an hour to do this, but I purposely went through this in a way to explain it to you, because the enemy studies specifics. If you don't think, let me put it this way. In the realm of the spirit, there's something called familiar spirits, and they're called familiar spirits because they're familiar with everything about you. They are familiar with details, family lines, weaknesses, strengths, likes, dislikes. They have a detailed eye, spiritually speaking, and they become very familiarized with what has gone on with your family line, that they know details. And this is how they subtly can begin to direct a family line in a certain direction and begin to cause events to happen that go up like cattle panels in order to try to herd the next generation where they want them to go. Because they are detailed and they are specific and they study and they do their reconnaissance and they spy. I have watched a monitor go across my kitchen at 1 a.m. that I had to bind up in the name of Jesus Christ and cast out. I'll never forget it. It was when Chris was in the hospital when the brain injury had just happened. And it was about the size of a small bird. I watched it. It was in the realm of the spirit because it came through the wall in my house, through the kitchen. I watched it through the living room and out the other wall. And it was a monitoring spirit. And that was one of my first encounters with something like that. And I rebuked it in Jesus' name, bound it up and cast it out. Because let me put it this way. When you bind something, and people get this confused a lot. When you bind something, you're attaching it to something else. So I have watched people bind things to other people thinking that they're stopping it when really now they are giving it a legal right to do this. So what I do is I bind it up, meaning like this, when something is bound up, right? You are immobilizing it. And then I cast it out because you don't want to take the risk of actually binding it to the person or circumstance. No, you want to break it off. Witchcraft, you want to break it off. You don't want to bind it to people. You want to break it off in the name of Jesus Christ, cast it out, and reverse it upon the head of the sender sevenfold, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because the enemy will try to get you on a technicality. He will try to get you on a technicality. And when we get super specific about our day and commanding the day through the dominion we have been given through Christ Jesus, and now begin to become air traffic control for what comes through that gate and what is not allowed and clear to come through that gate. When air traffic control is in a tower, they either give a plane, they allow the plane to land, they give them clearance to land, right? Or they say, you are not clear to land. Stand by, and we will tell you when you are clear to land. We are doing that in the realm of the spirit with our day, and we should be doing that. We are saying what has clearance to come in, and what is not cleared to enter. Because if we don't do this, the enemy is going to take liberties. The kingdom of darkness is going to take liberties. They are going to find access routes. Once you start getting super specific and having precision, like an arrow and the precision of a surgeon dealing with the gate of your morning that commands the entire day, you are going to begin to make it so difficult for him to get anything of substance through. That's when you're resisting. That's when it says, therefore, submit to God. That's what we're doing when we're going through this. Resist the devil. Then he will flee from you. Because submitting without resisting without submitting is nothing more than rebellion. That's what the Lord said to me. When you're resisting without submitting, it's nothing more than rebellion. Therefore, submit to God. Give him his due in the morning. Give him his due. He created you. He gave you life. You owe him every breath you have. And then the power and authority that we've been given is not meant to be squandered or mocked or thrown aside or underutilized. It is meant to command the day. It is meant to deal with the gates of the day. It is meant to deal with the gates when it comes to nations. This is why the enemy likes to exalt people in a nation, right, that do not know how to control the spiritual traffic of the nation. Now, there are times, yes, God anoints and puts somebody in that position, and over time they become more sharpened in the Lord. But I'm saying the enemy does not want leaders of a nation to know how to control the gate to the nation in the realm of the spirit, that he cannot at will and whenever he feels like get his interests in. This is why it's so important for leadership to be submitted to Almighty God and to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and hear his voice, know his voice, and as strangers, they will not follow. Because the voice of the stranger, the voice of the enemy will call through that gate. And if you are not sharpened, it's going to sound like the voice of God. Because he knows who has dull hearing in the spirit and who has sharpened hearing in the spirit. And those who have dull hearing, he can actually counterfeit a voice to call through the gate of your day to try to get you to ratify and clear access for him and his demonic agents. This is why we have to look at this way. This is why with spiritual warfare, we have to see it this way. Because this is what's going on in the nation too. And if we as the church get diligent and disciplined with this, you're going to make it harder for the enemy in the nation to accomplish what he wants to accomplish when we are all dealing with gates of access. You're going to make it harder for him to go after your family line, to go after your children. You're going to make him have to expend so many resources trying to figure out how to do anything of substance to you that he's going to say, this is not worth it. It's costing me too much. We have put too much resources into this, and he retreats. And that's how lions hunt. Lions don't want to hunt anything that is going to cause them a lot of collateral damage. Anything that's big and powerful and can injure them and cause them an enormous amount of collateral damage, they tend not to go near. They only want to hunt what they have access to that's weak. That's what they want to hunt, what's weak, what's not going to give them a fight, what doesn't know how to fight them. Lions know instinctively what knows how to fight them and what doesn't. Do you ever see a herd of elephants run out and charge a lion to protect one of their own? That lion takes off like a lunatic, because if he doesn't, he's going to get stampeded by 2,000+, 3,000, 4,000 pound animals. And so we have to see it from that perspective when it comes to warfare. If you would never turn your back on a lion, if you saw a lion 10 yards out from you, and you would never in the natural ever turn your back on a lion, because you want to watch every move that lion makes so you know how to evade and deal with the situation, you shouldn't be turning your back on the one that roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour in the realm of the spirit. You shouldn't turn your back for a second. That's why Paul says, be sober-minded and vigilant. Sober mind, clear, very aware of what's going on, aware of the circumstances, aware of the attack, aware of the threats, aware of the enemy, vigilant. Constantly pursuing. Because we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Ignorance is a huge enterprise for him also. The enemy operates in the zip code of ignorance. He has a huge enterprise in the realm of the spirit dedicated to ignorance. He can move about in ways people wouldn't even realize because of ignorance. We are not called to be ignorant. The word of God says it is the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. It's not ignorance that's going to set you free. Ignorance will enslave you. It is the knowledge of the truth through Christ that will truly set you free. And we have to remember that going forward. And I'm going to tell you this. The deception is rampant. I just saw that comment. Deception is rampant right now. So what do you do to dismantle a deception? You speak the truth and you uncover it. That's how you dismantle a deception. He is called the father of lies and the great deceiver for a reason. In fact, in the Quran, it's either chapter 2 or 3, it says, Allah is the best of all schemers. He's the best of all deceivers. There's only one I know who holds that title, and it's Satan himself. Because he will deceive an entire nation of people and enslave them to a false deity to pull them away from the relationship with Almighty God. And the way you uncover a deception is you speak the truth into it. You speak the word of God and the light of God. And that begins to dismantle and pull up the tent pegs that the deception, the covering of deception, is built upon. And it uncovers it. It lays it bare, is what it does. The truth will always be hate speech to a lie. That is a loaded statement considering what our media has become and the circus going on in the conservative party right now. Truth will always be hate speech to a lie, because lies hate the truth. The father of lies hates the truth, because the truth uncovers him in all of his schemes. And when you pray like this, and you war like this, and you command the day, you begin to uncover his schemes. You'll just see schemes all of a sudden come out into the open that you didn't even know were there, because you are ripping away every covering that he could hide them under. This is the level the church has to come to. This is the level God is calling us to. This is the level we in the fivefold should be equipping people and helping get them to. Because the superficial prophetic and the superficial teaching and the superficial pastoring is not going to cut it in this environment. The kingdom of darkness is advancing. And we have been given a power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus, if only we will utilize it to drive it back. And the question is, will you do it? And this is why I wanted to teach on this tonight. And the Lord compelled me to, because people, when you start to get this, you're going to see everything begin to shift in your life, in your household, in your circumstances, because now you are taking control of it. It is not controlling you. We are meant to have dominion. When you have dominion over something, it doesn't control you. And as long as you keep running circles in the superficial and chasing your tail, the enemy is the one that is going to have that control over your life. And it's about time it's broken. And I wanted to teach this right before Thanksgiving because of the season we're in. And we will put this all up on the blog. I promise. This is all going up on the blog. Everything we spoke about tonight. And you can take these prayer points and you can take the teaching and you can begin to immediately apply it into your own life. Praise the Lord. No, lukewarm isn't going to cut it anymore, people. It's not. You're either going to run hot or cold, because Almighty God spits the lukewarm out of his mouth. Scripture says that. And you know what? We should be willing to speak with the fiery truth, with the conviction of God, and not care what man thinks. I care what my father thinks. I care what my father thinks, first and foremost. Because if Christ was hated, then we will be hated for his name's sake. And that doesn't matter to me, because I know I'm not dealing with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high heavenly places. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles and the schemings of the devil. That word wiles, you're going to see an uncovering in the nation with that word. Remember that word wiles and write it down, because you're going to see an uncovering in the nation containing that word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just said that under the unction of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Update on Poppy. I'm sorry I had to take that phone call quickly during the live, but because it was Cornell that called, I had to make sure everything was okay. Poppy, praise God, has turned the corner. She has been getting IV medication, and the doctor said she is very responsive to it. Praise the Lord. All of your prayers. Poppy is turning the corner. She is getting better. This inflammatory process that happened, they actually belly tapped the fluid that was around her organs. And it showed very high protein levels, which was showing a snowball inflammatory process that happened in her body. And they said getting an IV in her and getting her IV medication was crucial to stop that process. So praise God, Poppy has turned the corner. And she is beginning to recover. She took juice today. She went to the bathroom, they said. They're very encouraged right now. They're going to try to give her food in the morning. They said she was bright. She was alert. So praise the Lord. She is turning the corner. If you would like to help with Poppy, because when medical emergencies like this happen with large animals, let's put it this way, it's not cheap. But we do it because the Lord is a calling and a commission God has given us. You can go to arcofgrace.org/events. You will see it there, how you can help with Poppy. And we have all the information there if you would like to help with her bills. And we'd just like to thank the team at Cornell. The team at Cornell has been absolutely amazing with Poppy. And we just want to publicly thank them for all that they're doing. We're going to put up our social media handles as well, real quick. So we would love it if you could subscribe. It helps us very much. On Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram, Truth Social, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, we're Ark of Grace 88. X, we're at AmandaGrace_AOG. We also have an Ark of Grace app as well. Go to your app store, search Ark of Grace. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. And we also have Ark of Grace Sanctuary platforms on TikTok and Facebook. If you want to see videos of the animals and the happenings at the sanctuary, please subscribe to those as well. We are also on pray.com. So we are on pray.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we play live. I think Tuesdays it's at 9 a.m. and Thursdays it's at 11 a.m. And so we also have all of our content up on pray.com. If you search Amanda Grace, you can do that and subscribe there as well. Also, we have a couple of things we want to end with here. Grid Down, Chow Down. We're going to put up these amazing brothers who make freeze-dried, grass-fed, grass-finished beef, incredibly healthy for your family, 10 to 15-year shelf life, and a salvation track in every bag. They are literally preaching the gospel in every bag. They also have jerky now, not only for people, but they have jerky dog treats for your dogs. The only ingredient in it is grass-fed, grass-finished beef. Incredibly healthy for your pets. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC for a discount. And we have Rafa as well. This is a product for women that me and Shakta Sherwood came up with. It helps with a lot of what women go through in their systems as their systems change throughout their life. So if you would like to order this supplement, Rapha means healer in Hebrew, and Jehovah Rapha is our healer, and he put things in the earth to help heal us. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You'll find Rapha there, and you can click on it and learn more. And thank you, everyone, to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. I just want to wish everybody an incredible Thanksgiving. God bless you. We are so grateful for all of you who choose to watch. We're not entitled to have you watch. We're not entitled for you to stop and listen. And we just are so grateful and thankful to you that you listen and that you're part of the Ark of Grace extended family. We are very grateful and blessed for our team. We have an amazing team here. They are such a blessing as well. So are our moderators. And I just want to say thank you for that. It means a lot. We are very grateful. And I am grateful to the Lord for sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and sparing us eternal separation from him. And I am most grateful for that going into this Thanksgiving. I saw people talking to my husband in the chat. He must have been watching because I saw people mentioning him in the chat. So he's probably upstairs right now. watching as we are closing up here. Esther says thank you as well. She's hiding right there. I got Buster in back of me sleeping on the bed. This is his first holiday with us. And if you'd like, I'll show you as we close out. I got him. Oh, come here, baby. I got him an adorable holiday sweater. Buffalo checker plaid for the occasion. So Buster wishes you a happy Thanksgiving as well. All the other dogs have left, but he's still here with me. So this is the one you're going to see tonight. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. We say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, as well as Psalms 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, which I did quote tonight, and 3, 14 through 19. I speak those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew, because Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way, and he taught them that way for good reason. And we should be incorporating that into our prayer life, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith that exists in the Word of God, in my opinion. So we just want to encourage you in the Word. We hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I will be putting out some shorts the rest of the week. Our team is going to get off to celebrate Thanksgiving with their family. They're getting a well-deserved break, and we will be back on live on Monday, I believe. I think Monday is when we're going to be back on live. We'll see. It could be sooner than that. If it is, we will announce. You never know. We could pull a doozy and go live before that, but we will announce and we will be putting out shorts. So thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless you. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog. What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a three-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.